Oh, it's a fabulous place. If listeners haven't been, it's accessible either from the Newcastle to Kerneystown Road. You can drive down the avenue there. There's a car park. But a lot of people do, exactly as you say, walk along that wonderful stretch of the canal, Artlock Bridge, down as far as 13 o'clock, and pop in for their cup of coffee. The good news is, the village is for sale. It's got that price tag, as you said in the intro, of 20 million. But the Clifford Lions will continue. It's really selling the ground from under it. And hopefully everything will continue as we've got used to it over the last 10 years or so.
And looking to what I suppose makes it so appealing is, of course, the history tied back to the Lyons family with the Lyons, the grand house there up on the hill. And then I suppose the history of the Tony Ryan, the aviation tycoon, I suppose, as he's being described, he did it all up and made it what we're seeing now today.
Absolutely. Fabulous history to it. The group of buildings were built around the 1820s. They wouldn't be there only for the canal. The canal was the major artery until the railways arrived, initially 1830s, and the railway passed very nearby, passed where the old Strathmore station is, at the other side of Artlock. Around the 1840s, the first train ran, or around 1845, the station dates to 1847. So during that period, the canal was thriving. It continued to be very important for goods right up till the 1910s. We had a boat yard there, boats came in to repair. We had a hotel, because this is one of the first stops. If you leave Portobello, you'd see hotel, your next stop would be to stay overnight in Artlock in the hotel there in Lyons. We had an RIC station to keep an eye on the locals. I'm one of them, so I can see we all needed someone to keep an eye on us. And the whole infrastructure that came with this, there would have been over 600 people living in that complex during when the first censuses were coming around, 1821, 1831, 1841. Now, all of that changed. It was very a hub of Artlock. In fact, you know, there was a group around of houses around the quarries, which would have been very important until the 1870s, and then around Lyons, you know, right up till the 1920s, 1930s, Artlock GA Club was founded in a shed there. It all moved to what is used to be called Tipperstown, where the church and the houses are all built now, and the new school that was built in 2013. Mm. But that village in Lyons fell into absolute ruin. People will remember, you know, the roof giving way, the last residents moving out in the 1960s. And one of the reasons is the Lawless family, which owned Lyons, had basically run out of money. In 1962, it was bought by UCD. They had a lot of interest in the land. They hadn't a huge amount of interest in the stately home, which is not part of the village. And that was everything was allowed just to fall into disrepair. Tony Ryan bought it. He had this sort of dream of the deserted village, Knocknagow, Charles Kickham, that novel, all of that stuff was very important to Tony Ryan. And he set about restoring it. He spent over 80 million, I think, on wow. Between the house and the village. Absolute no financial sense to it, but he wasn't doing it for the finances. And when he died, Barry O'Callaghan took over the complex as to run a hotel there. There's only small number of rooms. It's basically a wedding venue rather than your classic hotel that you'd see in the K Club, Barberstown Castle, places like that. And that's what's up for sale at the moment.
And looking back, or looking to, I suppose, the appeal there. I know I used to work there, and the appeal for people visiting.
Your past is being spilled out.
It
on
is.
The airwaves
it is, morning. And it feels very strange having. I remember it was such a key time for me working there previously, and now I'm looking back at it already. It's kind of scaring me how many years have passed. But working there and
you're not
people,
getting old, don't worry.
The people who went to there for if they're having a grand wedding or just going for the experience. You know, they could be down the road from Kildare, Dublin, or they could be even like from the likes of China or America. It seems people go for the experience. It's not your typical, I suppose, hotel experience. You have everything around you. You're also in the middle of nowhere, though, as well.
That's one of the problems. Where is it? You know, the website says Selbridge. People arrive in Selbridge looking for the Cliff of Clowns. People will look at them as if they had two heads. Newcastle, is it? It's on the Newcastle to Carnestown Road, the main entrance. Our clock isn't well known, except in hurling circles. You know, our clock really didn't even feature in the Ordnance Survey maps until quite recently. So it really had no concept of where it was. The Dublin border runs very, very close to it. It's very firmly in County Kildare, but it's only a couple of hundred metres from the Dublin county border. All of that served as a little bit of a problem. It was trying for very high-end restaurant status, but it's a long way. You know, you need a taxi or an Uber if you're going to have that glass of wine with it. And we had Richard Corrigan moved in 2006, and then in 2019, Jordan Bailey. Absolute astonishing what he achieved. He moved from zero to two Michelin stars. When he did it, there was only one restaurant in Ireland that had two Michelin stars, Patrick Guibaud. It had taken them years to get it. And what a great achievement that was. But it's very few covers. I think it was something like 24, I might be wrong, covers. And very hard to make that financially viable. You know, this high-end restaurant, this very small wedding venue with only a few residences, and nobody was quite sure where it was.
And looking now to, it's still a key place for people to walk, get their coffee, look around the grounds, and then, of course, go down the canal as well. The Cliff Alliance is going to stay there, but looking at who would be purchasing a site like this, I mean, is there any idea what kind of person or what kind of business would take this on?
Absolutely right. We're not talking about it in the past tense. We're talking about the next phase of it and what it does next. And it's got really, it's going to be pitched into that high-end wedding venue because there is no, it is a very beautiful. It's also unusual in that we have, you know, half a dozen wedding venues that are medieval castles, one of them very close to us there in Barbastown, another in South Kildare and Kilkee. But we have the big resort estates like Strachan House and like the Fairmont, now running the hotel in Carton. But this is very, very different because industrial heritage really isn't part of what we do in Ireland. There are a few distilleries that have been restored, but, you know, we've got lots of big house estates with old castles, stuff like that. This was actually a working mill. The mill wheel was put back by Tony Ryan. The buildings are all that classic 1820s stonework all around, and it's really unique in its own way. That's what a purchaser would be looking at. There is another issue that, you know, its location is a little bit out of the way. That can be turned to an advantage. It could be doing, you know, it's on a beautiful waterfront stretch of the canal, that double lock that's in the 13th lock. It's a little bit wider than all the other locks in the canal because it was one of the first to be built and they wanted to build a wider canal at the time. So the only remains of the original plan of the Grand Canal is how wide the 13th lock is. So all of that is there. Is it overpriced? I'm not sure. It's, you know, it does sound overpriced when you consider how much Mount Juliet cost, or Strachan House, indeed, when it was sold by Michael Smurfy to Michael Featherstone, with its 550 acres and its two golf clubs. It does seem like a lot of money, but you never know what the market is doing. The market just depends on finding someone who's willing to pay that much.
Exactly, and it'll be interesting now to see what comes of it, but that is the Village at Lyons, which is currently for sale for €20 million. Owen, really great chatting to you again. I suppose looking at what makes the Village at Lyons so appealing, how it came about from being run down in the 60s to being built back up by Tony Ryan.
It's a joy to see, and it's great they are sponsors of the local hurling club. I do think that a lot of people who come to Ireland, you know, like Michael Flatley turned Irish dancing from being a sort of a pursuit of teenagers to being a tourist attraction. Hurling is a tourist attraction. I think it should be part of the package for everyone coming down that they come to see the Ardclough Hurlers hopefully win back on the podium again. It's a while since we won the county title.